All right, just finished talking to the team. Told them we worked too hard to put a performance like that on film. You know, they were more physical than we were. That was obvious. We need to take a long look in the mirror and bounce back this week. And we'll have an opportunity. Tomorrow will be a day off. Then we'll come back and we'll do a dry run of a regular season week to get ready for the Jets. Yeah, the first string offense wasn't very good, to put it politely. In the first half there, we had a lot of free runners at the point of attack, and they took it to us.
Now, how do you walk the line, or do you follow walking the line between this is the preseason, you have things to work on, and in a couple of weeks you're going to get out there?
No, what we practice needs to show up on game day, and it hasn't been. We've been sloppy with penalties, haven't been taking care of the ball very well, and we had opportunities in practice to develop our physicality. And from an offensive perspective, it wasn't there tonight, definitely from an offensive perspective.
How concerning is the ball security, considering you work on it and start practice every day?
It's always a concern. It's the number one factor in winning and losing football games, and we'll continue to address it. No, they played longer into the game because they didn't move the ball.
Were there any positives that you took out of the offensive performance?
No.
Ben, how do you think the players received your message that you worked too hard to put that on tape?
I don't think I needed to say much to the players. I think they have a lot of pride. And I believe they'll bounce back.
Defensively, was it a situation when they scored their second touchdown that maybe you put the defense in a little bit of a tough spot?
Yeah, we put the defense in tough spots last weekend. We put them in tough spots this week. We expect them to put a stop to it when they get in tough spots. They didn't do that as well as we'd like the last first two games. But. You know, when they have to drive the field, they made some key stops, and they did a nice job on the goal line there, coming up with the turnover, landing, flying in, putting a hit on the ball, getting that thing to pop out. And they just played a lot of snaps in the first half because the offense was struggling to move it.
You talked last week about the opportunity that Tom Lebarski had, that missed kick. Is that all him, or was there anything wrong with the snap?
We'll go back and take a look at that. Yeah.
What was the thought process in going for it on that fourth down instead of giving Lebarski a chance to?
Ball was on a 36. I wanted it a little closer for the mark.
Who was at fault with the two turnovers with the second team offense? There was the handoff exchange, and then there was the free blitzer that knocked the ball.
The ball looked like it got into the pocket clean on the handoff. It may have been a little bit low. It looked like Andre had his eyes up on a linebacker. But we got to secure the ball there. And the sack fumble was a protection adjustment that was on Paul Perkins.
Ben, since the last time we talked to you, a lot more has come out about the Josh Brown situation. Were you aware of all the allegations in the police report about him before you spoke to us before his suspension?
Yeah, I said everything I had to say on that situation.
You still stand by him?
I said everything I had to say.
When you re-signed him, you found him still under investigation in Washington State. Were you aware of that?
I've said everything I had to say on the Josh Brown situation.
Thank you.